Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Might want to open. Can we open those blinds at some point? Yeah. Or is that?
That's what I normally do.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you don't have to do it now.
I'll do anything for you, pal.
Thank you. All right, well, if you'll do any...
you told me though.
If you'll do anything for me, what I'd really appreciate is for you to agree with my take sooner than you do. Usually takes... There's a lag period,
oh,
usually.
Oh, please. Hey, yep. Mr. Hotshot.
Yes,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. NBA, can yep. I give you a nugget that will knock you on your keister?
Is it the one about 1,000 and
oh,
something?
Oh, you are... NBA teams in the playoffs up 9 with 1 minute left are, sounds like you know, 1 in 1,434. So if you're up, there's yesterday was right. The first one. Yes, so 1,434 NBA teams have had a 9-point lead or more at, with a minute left and have hung on.
Sounds like, to me like it was due to happen.
Oh, man.
Especially in this new NBA where people can score in a hurry.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
The best thing for the Knicks, it was game one. There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
yeah, no, you're right.
Is,
I mean, you're
I
right.
Mean, they're sick. It was a party.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
So, can I tell you one of the things that, I was going to say frustrates me, but it, and then I was going to say, well, it doesn't. And then I was like, well, maybe it does. So, Steve Kerr. Talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
And what he envisions for him as a player. And he mentions a guy named Sean Marion. You're looking at Sean Marion's stats, and he ended up with a 15-point career average.
Gotcha.
And you're saying, oh, Steiny, Kuminga can be better than that.
And I like Marion, Steiny.
So... Sean Marion was a four-time All-Star. Four-time All-Star.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Sean Marion twice, think about this, twice was third-team All-NBA. Third-team. That means he's essentially a top 15, 20 player. And, you know, the years he was good, I mean, 19-21, 19-21, you know, and then he started slipping, but I guess that's what, you know, that's what sometimes gets me. It's like, why do you think he can be better than Sean Marion? Sean Marion was a hell of a player.
Because I believe he could score 25 to 28 points a night.
That doesn't make him a better player. Yeah. Like, Sean Marion was a really good defensive player. He ran the floor, had a weird shot, but got it done. I mean, like, I just think, I don't know if we're overrating Kuminga or we're underrating Sean Marion.
Well, I love the Gordon comp, though. I mean, he's one of my favorite players, Donnie. I mean, he's grown. He's gotten thicker. I know he's Theodore Rand on the chats telling me, Guru, he's always been big. But, yeah, he is thick, man, like almost bodybuilding
I think
thick.
He got big. He's gotten bigger.
Oh, there's no doubt. And he's, Steiny, your boy from three-point range, Gordon, it's incredible. Like, the dude is... Who wouldn't want to have him on your team? So If Kuminga could get to that, I mean, that's a win right there.
I guess what I'm asking Warrior fans is, when you hear Steve Kerr say, you know what, I've always thought of him kind of as a Sean Marion, Aaron Gordon. It feels like some people think that's beneath Kuminga a little bit. Like, no, he can, like, I think you feel like he can be better than that. I'm not saying
I
you're
do.
Wrong.
Right, I
I'm,
do.
I'm just saying I think we're, those are two really good players. Really good players.
Mm. Now, let me ask you this for the people in the back in Dub Nation. Kerr said nothing wrong. He spoke his truth. But, Stoddy, I was kind of curious to see if anything in Warrior World, shout out she, changed after Jonathan Kuminga's, and I think it's easy and fair for me to say, his pretty good showing in the playoffs on the fly. It sounds like that didn't do anything to Kerr.
I don't think it did.
That's interesting, man. I really like, not that Kerr, like, wow. You know, he said he's trying to win. They didn't win, so he's not going to, you know, it's kind of interesting. Stoney, I thought maybe they might go back to the lab and be like, you know what, we kind of missed on this. We got to do something to kind of not marry him, but incorporate him a bit more. But hearing his energy and tone, he said nothing bad, but it sounded almost like that playoff, those three games didn't happen.
Well, I think, you know how.
And that's just me.
You know how sometimes you can look at something and one guy thinks one thing and one guy thinks another?
Our show.
I actually think that Steve Kerr, you know, people are saying, well, look, you know, Kuminga didn't play and then he played three games and he had 20 and 30 and 20 in those games. So Kerr looks like a fool. And I guarantee you, Kerr would say, I fully expected that from him. And that's my point, everybody. That Jonathan Kuminga is a high usage isolation player, and we have no doubts the guy can score on his own. And wow. I'll bet you Steve Kerr would say, yeah, no, you're right. He got 20, 25, and 28 or 30, whatever it is. But yes, that's what he does, and that's all he does. So when they have Curry, they don't need that kind of scoring. And like, this is one of those things where I just, like, he's telling us everything that I think we already knew he thought about Kuminga. Not that we can't disagree with it.
No doubt. But is there any meat on the bone, though, Steiny? Is there any meat on the bone for Kerr and company to do something different to kind of, to get that fixed? I know 4 years have come and gone, but Steiny, I just feel like the Warriors are not in a position of strength when it comes to the others. To just say night-night to the Jonathan Kuminga experiment. But when I hear Coach Kerr say why it can't work, can it be tweaked? Is he so talented, I believe, can you try to tweak something? Because Kuminga's not going to be able to turn into what they want. Stoney, I mean,
why
this
not?
On
why
his
not?
Own.
How come? Like, how come?
There's too many smart people, including Steph, the players, Dre, Steve Kerr, that and Stoney, maybe they've exhausted all possibilities and this is just what it is, and I would understand, but it is kind of frustrating how talented JK is. Have we exhausted all those possibilities to fix it?
I mean, to answer your first question,
Jimmy and Steph don't play 48 minutes, especially
but
at this age,
no,
you know?
You're right, they don't. But if Curry's playing 32 and Butler's playing 32 or 34 and they're playing together a fair amount, then he's going to be limited. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr did a podcast with Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard and really, really got into the weeds about two things that we've been discussing since the playoffs ended. Jimmy Butler taking 20 shots total in the last two games, and Jonathan Kuminga, why his role has been what it is. Let's go to Anthony in Sassoon.
Our man.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. So, first of all, y'all both right, and Steve Kerr is a fool, but he's also a coach that's coaching the way that he has gotten success. But it doesn't mean that he's not a jackass for not finding a way to incorporate Jonathan Kuminga, because Guru is pointing that the boy is talented and he can play basketball. Donnie is saying, but he doesn't fit the scheme. We keep leaving out. Steve Kerr has a very specific scheme and or way he wants to play. Jonathan doesn't do those things. Guru, you just said, no, Steiner, you just said, well, why not? Because he is who he is. You guys got three kids apiece, I believe. And Steiner, you got three girls. Yeah. All three of them are probably different. Yeah. At some point in time, you probably looked at all three of your girls and some here and there said, why you can't be like that one or why that one can't be like this one. They are who they are, and you figure out the best way to love them. You love them equally, but you might have your favorite here and there. Guru, your little girl's in college down there doing great. Your son's in college over here, and you got one more trying to get out the door. And they're all different. But you figure out a best way for your household to run. And the Warriors are completely tied to the Steph Curry way. That's why I said he's the system. Even Steve Kerr has gotten four championships playing that way. And right now, Jonathan Kuminga doesn't fit the way that they want to play. There's nothing wrong with him. Yeah. And I believe those comps are actually really, really good. I think that what you said about Gordon is really important. We have to think about that, especially for you, Guru. Gordon didn't take that next step till he got out of Orlando.
JK
needs to get out of here. Mm. He needs to go somewhere else where a coach can see him and really help him hone in to his skills and just let him be who he is. He hasn't had the chance to play freely. Once he can play freely, then he can see the things he needs to do. But right now, he's 22, 23. He's a hot shot. He ain't trying to hear nothing Steve Kerr wants to say. And you also got to think about it. They didn't want to get rid of him because they really thought that they could get him to play their way. But we see that that's not the case. But nobody's wrong here. Steve Kerr, yes, he's a jackass for not figuring it out. But Jonathan Kuminga also didn't help his situation by not wanting to take all the full tutelage. But I do believe that they handled him incorrectly. But another thing you said, Guru, is we don't have enough talent. And that's what my call was in the first place, was we're not good enough to we don't have enough talent to get where we want to go, man, no matter what. And that's why I understand where you're coming from. But Jonathan Kuminga doesn't fit what they want to do. So we got two more years of this. When Steve Kerr goes, then we'll figure it out. And it's just the honest truth.
Thanks, yeah. Anthony.
Oh, not solid, a lot of nuggets there.
Solid as always.
Yeah. And I'll say this, Donnie, because I disagree with our guy, Uncle Looney. He thinks the reason it's not working for Kuminga in the Warrior world is the defensive side of the ball.
One of the reasons, of course.
But I feel like it's a minute reason. It's all what Kerr talked about. He didn't mention his defense to Kawakami. He said ball dominant, and we've seen some things to where he gets lost on offense or doesn't do. So I'm not saying it's not the defense part is not there, but I think this is all on the offensive side of the ball, man.
I mean,
if you were to sign and trade him, I think you could get a good player back. That's what I think about Jonathan Kuminga, Donnie. So if it's over, and he, unfortunately for some fans like myself, he has to leave, I get excited on, you're not getting chopped liver back. You should be able to turn that into something like you did when Durant did you a favor.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And now the home of the Golden State Valkyries. They got their first win last night. Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah.
And, of course, the Warriors, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I love our chat.
I don't know if correct you's the word.
Okay.
But listen to this quote again about Sean Marion. Athleticism, running the floor, pressure on the rim, going up and dunking. Guarding everybody at the other end.
All right. So Theodore Rand on the chat says, Stoddy, as soon as Coach Kerr brought up Marion, he was talking defense.
Good. Marion was a really good defensive player.
So he said guard everybody, huh, on that quote?
Marion could guard a lot of different positions. I mean, you know, the other thing that Steve Kerr, I thought I heard him say, is, hey, like, get off me as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga, because I was given a mandate that this must revolve around Steph. And once they got Butler, he just didn't see value enough in Jonathan Kuminga.
Man.
And like the one thing you said, and I kind of agree with it. You know, just because he's a one-on-one guy, and just because he's an isolation guy, doesn't necessarily mean that he's useless. I mean,
oh my God,
I'm not, but in the context of this team, I think the best he's going to do is be a scorer off the bench. Like that's on this particular team.
And do you think that's good enough for him? Because I'm wondering when I saw him at the game with Lakeup, what if they had a conversation?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Just about work, what that looks like. Wait it out, JK. I'll take care of you. Wait it out, and these guys will be gone in three. Nobody wants to hear that because we still want the Steph experience and Dre and Jimmy. But, Steiny, at what point does JK say, I think and I need more? And sometimes when you part ways mutual, it's okay. And we'll try to do right by you. But I would be shocked if Jonathan Kuminga's in a Warrior uniform after hearing Coach Kerr say that. And I'll give Kerr this credit, Steiny. I'll give him our version of the Emmy or Grammy. I'm here to win. I give a damn about Goo or Steiny. He didn't say it, but he said it. I'm trying to win, and I don't think this dude can help us win.
Not right now. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, when you hear Steve Kerr talking about Jonathan Kuminga and the way he did, I'm going to play it one more time. Because it was to me, it's very telling.
And Carl be on with Will and Dibs at 5 today.
Not just what he said about Kuminga, but what he didn't say.
I've been asked to win. And right now, he's not a guy who I can say, I'm going to play 38 minutes with the roster that we have, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond, and put the puzzle together that way and expect to win. Doesn't mean he's not a really good player. Doesn't mean he's not talented. It just means the fit And with the roster that we have, it is tricky. There's no question. And we can talk details. We can talk spacing, usage rate, all that stuff. But the game is about the puzzle fitting. It's about five guys complementing one another at both ends of the floor. All I do is, you know, I try to win. And that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean everybody's going to be happy, whether it's the fans or the players or, you know, management, whatever. It's just, I got to do what I think is best.
Man, I could hear him telling Lacob that, you know, like, I get that. Like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I it sounds to me like, yeah, I think Lacob would want to see more of Kuminga because Kerr seemed to acknowledge that, you know, it's not going to make everybody happy.
He can play.
And maybe it doesn't make Lacob happy. Okay. So if it's such a big issue, then get rid of Kerr. If you think Kuminga's that great a player.
Well, that's not, yeah.
But that's really what we're coming down to. If it's boiled down to Lacob loves Kuminga, Kerr doesn't love Kuminga, well, then Joe Lacob might have to make a decision one way or the other.
Well, I don't want to say you're wrong or that's not drastic, but the fact that the natural part of this is Jonathan Kuminga's contract, Stoddy, you got to put a ring on it. You know what I mean? Kerr's under contract.
Not necessarily. See, this is where...
Talk to me.
Well, Jordan Poole got traded a year after he signed a deal.
Like, after he got 100.
And in fact, D'Angelo Russell was signed for the sole intent of eventually moving him. So I don't necessarily think if I read that Kuminga, the Warriors have matched an offer for Kuminga that he's going to be here for the next 4 years. I don't know that. But I also think, and you said this too, and Kerr said it, you said, you know, we all want to ride as long as we can with Jimmy, Curry, and Draymond.
It looks that way right now. Curry for sure.
Well, then there's no room for Kuminga. At least as an integral part of this team. Integral.
You help me out. And I know people are going to be like, Guru, what are you doing before Memorial Day? I got to be careful here because you know how fond I am of James Harden. But after the fact, after the young Oklahoma City Thunder lost to the Miami Heat in the finals, I didn't think James Harden would ever be what he turned out to be. But when he left, I thought it was odd that you couldn't make that work. And then you look back on it like, wow, imagine had you had James, Russell, and KD against the 2016 Warriors. I'm not dare saying Kuminga's where Harden was. But, Stani, I guess I'm bringing it up because what if you look back and say Kuminga turns into some stud? It's like, man, we couldn't find a way or a spot for him to kind of, you know, grind his teeth on until it was his turn?
Well, I think Steve Kerr would tell you that the example you used is exactly the reason why he can't be here or why he can't play. Because, and you could vehemently disagree, It wouldn't be the first time I've talked about this. The bottom line is Westbrook, Harden, and Durant.
Right.
I don't think it works. I do not think it works. You have 2.5 ball dominant players, and that's really hard. I mean, how do you play James Harden dribbling at the top of the circle like he did in Houston?
Led the league in assists, though, Stoney.
Oh, so what's Westbrook supposed to do when that's all going on?
Just cause havoc.
How do you cause havoc when you're on the wing and James Harden's dribbling?
And you're not the best shooter.
And how is James Harden dealing with Russell Westbrook having the ball in his hands all the time? And, oh, by the way, the best of the three is Kevin Durant, and he's got to be reliant on those other two guys to get him the ball. But I think there was also a money issue involved too with Harden. There, they didn't think they could play. They didn't think they could pay them all.
So where are you at? You kind of told us you think he'll be on the team opening night. JK.
Boy, that's
I know it's a lot, but come on, man. And what did that Valkyrie game mean, if anything? It meant something.
Somebody on the text line, and he's right.
Was that the golfing trip with Joe Lacob and Klay Thompson?
Yes. Wow. Remember Joe Lacob went golfing with Klay Thompson? He was gone 2 days later.
And they didn't talk about anything. money didn't come up.
Exactly. And I'll bet you nothing came up the other night with Lacob and Kuminga.
Wow.
The one thing that's making me think Kuminga will be here next year is if the Warriors don't like any sign and trades they're looking at, they've got to bring him back. They can't just not match and let him go. I'd be surprised because they've never done that with an asset before, even if it's Jonathan Kuminga. So that's kind of where I'm at with Jonathan Kuminga. I want to play one more. I see people on hold. We're almost at the end of the segment, so I'm definitely going to – I want to give you a better shot at it on the other side of the break rather than
– 95-7 the game. Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Go ahead. You do it, Carter.
Well, according to Shams Charania, Draymond Green has been announced first team all NBA defensive team.
And remember, that's a regular season award.
Well, good for
regular
him, man.
Season.
Good for him. Wow, that's got to feel good for him. I know he wanted to win DPOY, but Steiny, he was the third, one of the three finalists. So I don't want to say I'm shocked. I'm just shocked that what happened against Randall in Minnesota, because he did have a damn good defensive season. So good for Dre. At his age, adding this, no, Stoddy, this is a feat.
I mean, it's an accolade. It's another honor. It's another nice thing on his resume. I don't think he had a great defensive season top to bottom. I thought he was really good the second half of the season. I didn't think he was phenomenal.
But we left out this studio. I know we're up against
it. He's not even, here's the thing, and I get it. You can be not in your prime defensively and still be among the best defenders in the NBA, and he is, and I'll never take that from him, but he's not the defender he was 5 years
ago. And I'll say this, and this might be unfair before we get out of here. I feel like Dirk did when he lost. He got MVP, and they lost to the Warriors, and we believe. I feel like Dre coming off a series where he admitted Julius Randle gave him the business, Steiny, and then you get named, you know, like that's still embedded in my mind, the fact that we had nothing for Minnesota, and mainly him.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, he's first team.
Great.
I'm not saying he didn't deserve first team All-NBA at all. I'm just saying that we know, and there's no shame, he's 35. To me, he was the best defensive player in basketball 5 years ago. All of basketball, and now he's among the best.
But can we on the other
players.
Side? Could you truly name seven better defenders right now in the league?
I think I could.
I would. Let's try.
I think I could. Okay. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can jump into this conversation about Kuminga, Draymond Green. Congratulations, first team. How many of those were first team, second team, third team, all defense?
Right, got it.
Well, this is his ninth.
Right. Damn. But I'm not sure he's had nine first teams. Maybe he has. I might be wrong. We can check.
Nine times on the defensive, all defensive team.
That's a dog.
I'll look into it. I'll look into first or second team.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, he'll be on tomorrow because they play. He'll be able to talk some mess.
Okay. 888-957-9570. That segment sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Morning, everybody.
Who sings this, Steiny? Do it for the culture.
This is Usher. Hold on. No. It's...
Come on, Steiny.
Lionel Richie.
Steiny, stop, man. Just losing
50
your...
Cent.
Ice Cube.
Kid Cudi.
Cudi.
Oh.
Yeah. Today was
like
a good day.
All right.
Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Let's see right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. I got seven. You wanted me to name seven players?
Oh, yeah.
Better defensively
right now? And then you're
going to
quiz me on all NBA defense. Who made it? Because I didn't look it up.
Mobley, Dort, Amen Thompson, Dyson Daniels, Jaden McDaniels, Gobert. They're all better defensively than Draymond. Right now.
Well, how many of those dudes can be put in the situation Draymond's in playing small ball five and having an impact on the game. That's right. What makes Dre unique to me.
Oh, he's unique. No doubt about it.
And how many is this for him in his
five career? First teams.
Wow. But what, nine total?
Yeah.
That's big.
I think they only have first and second team.
You should be proud of that, man. All right. Now, who finished out the first team?
Does somebody have that list? Hold on.
I'm a guess.
All right, hold on. I got it. Oh, here you go. Caught it. I got it up.
All right.
Go ahead.
Gobert.
No.
Jaren Jackson Jr.
No.
Thompson. I'm in
More
Thompson.
More specific.
I'm in Thompson.
Correct.
All right.
Draymond Green.
Okay, that's two. Dort.
Dort. Lou Dort.
I'll go with Daniels. You mentioned Daniels.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you...
Did he make...
These guys are great defensive players, so you may not have heard of them.
Oh, please, Stoney, stop. And we're missing one more.
Yep.
That would be my man for Cleveland.
Yep.
Not Alan Mobley.
Wow. Evan Mobley.
Wow.
Daniels, Dort, Draymond Green, Evan Mobley, Amen Thompson. Congratulations, first team All-NBA.
Well,
defense.
Big deal.
All right. We're talking about, you know what, let me... Even though Dibley doesn't like when I do this, I'm going to go right to a call. Remember when he used to get about that?
Man, he
hates bros before phones.
He did. Yeah. And then I got something for you after.
Oh, sweet.
Well, not actually, but a thought.
All right. Scotty's in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
All right, fellas. Yeah, I've taken a few days after the loss, Steph injury and stuff, to kind of get away from it. But
sure.
Listen, Draymond Green, none of those guys you mentioned had the responsibility of Draymond Green for the overall defense. I mean, that's huge. And then the other thing is, Draymond's contract, the other thing I just wanted, before I talk about Butler and Kuminga, Draymond's contract is chump change for what he does for this team. Oh. You tell me Jonathan Kuminga deserves to be paid a dollar more than Draymond Green? No. So let's get back to what Steve said about J.K.
Yep.
That's exactly what he needs to do to flourish with this team, and he would get paid. Rebound. If he could do what Aaron Gordon does,
man,
paid. But listen to this. He shoots 30% from the three. He shoots 66% from the free throw line. I mean, you know. He'd be great on a sub-500 team. He could go someplace to score 25 points a game and get paid, I guess. That's great. But he's not going to win. If he wants to win, he needs to play the way Steve needs him to play, and it will all come to him. It seems to be that somebody must be in his head. I don't know if it's whoever his representation is. But hey, man, you're going to be a great superstar in this league, and you're going to get and all this stuff. He doesn't have the game to be there yet. He's 22 years old. He may eventually get a little bit better, but there's no way he doesn't have the handles. He doesn't shoot the three. I mean, just rebound, get in the dunker spot, send, fade. I just don't see that. Obviously, it hasn't sunk in. One last thing was about this team.
Yep.
They played 750 ball for two and a half months, you know? And I believe that they would have won that series if Steph doesn't get hurt. And then you talk about Jimmy Butler not taking enough shots. Steve explained that as well. Did you hear that?
Well, Goo listened, but I don't know if he heard it.
No, I heard it. I mean... He I'm heard kidding. The noise, not I'm just messing. Me. But, yeah, some good points from you, baby.
No, I mean, look, this is not – it's not like this isn't an issue. We got a lot of fans thinking that the Warriors did wrong by Kuminga. We got some fans thinking that Kuminga hasn't done enough to get on the court.
And is it fixable?
We got some fans that think Kerr's been delinquent. We got some fans that think Jonathan Kuminga's one-dimensional. It's just – it is what it is, as they say.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it works out. But, my gosh, Donnie, Aaron Gordon is a dog. I don't want to say has a green light. He can shoot it when he wants, and he's earned that. And if Kuminga could be anything remotely close to that, my goodness. But maybe that might come in another uniform like it did for Gordon.
It might. was going to say something. Now I forgot it about something the last caller Scott said.
They were playing, what, how much ball?
750. Yeah, they were 23-8. Yeah.
That's all good, but the bottom line is what happened in the Aus when the chef went down. And I understand, and we'll give Jimmy his flowers for what he did, and he's the sole reason, a big reason this team got out of the, you know, the bottom or the box per se. But, man, I just needed a little more aggressiveness on the offensive end, games four and game five, and it sounds like I'm not alone.
Well, also keep in mind that – well, never mind. Apparently you might have been wrong about something. That song that we came into.
It was Ice Cube.
They're saying it was the Isley Brothers.
No, well, it's a remake.
Thank you, 510. Originally, the music lead into the current segment at 11:16, the Isley Brothers.
But Ice Cube used that. What do you call it, a sample? Yeah.
No, it was the Isley Brothers.
It was Ice Cube. Today was a good day. Hey, yeah. I got a lot of positive feedback yesterday when...
For what?
What... How I did performed on the show, but when I gave you two athletes and you give me who you would take.
Yeah, this is going to be a segment.
Okay, but this is different.
All right.
What's worse, a double play or fouling a three-point shooter? Think about it.
It's good. I like it, see? Fouling a three-point shooter. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, sometimes you can hit into a double play and get a run out of it if a runner's in third. Not an RBI, but the team will get a run.
Came to mind. All right.
Let's go to Prince. Prince in Oakland. Hey, Prince, what's going on?
Purple Rain.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing well.
So, I want to talk about this Jonathan Kuminga situation, man. And I feel like, let's put a caveat on it, obviously, because Steph was injured. But what I want to say is they paid Jordan Poole all that money and not even thinking about his defense. I don't want to really hear about Jonathan Kuminga's defense. And then, so y'all talking about we don't need this athleticism from Jonathan Kuminga, but we're literally over here on the radio. I got to hear about Jimmy Butler not shooting a lot.
Wow.
Who the hell he going to pass it to? He got to pass to somebody, right? Pass to Jonathan Kuminga because he want to shoot the ball. I don't want to hear about somebody who go lackluster in the playoffs. And then what do we run into when we run into Minnesota? We run into athleticism. We didn't run into a team with a great offense that was passing the ball and everything was great. Come on, man. I don't want to hear that. We got to admit sometimes Steve Kerr had bad series. If he didn't squeak away with the Rockets series, we would have been calling for Steve Kerr job right now. Mm. You hear what I'm saying? Last year, let me go into two more points. Last year, Todd Jerome, we couldn't find a spot for him. Where he go? He went to Cavaliers and they looking like an all-star team, right? Same thing with Pat Spencer. Just because one of them looked like a plumber and one of them looked like a teacher, he act like he don't want to play him. He trusts a mediocre team. Let's talk about him. Everybody he trusts is mediocre. When you get desperate, you got to do desperate things. I don't be seeing no. You want to get desperate when Curry injured. Okay, that's obviously you got to do that. But before that, I always see Steph Curry out of breath. I always see Steph Curry just happy somebody else is shooting the ball. I just really want to hear y'all opinion on that. I'm sorry I had to get so like this, but this makes me frustrated.
No, I hear you.
We gotta admit, Kurt, he don't know talent. It ain't been them. That ain't the only two people that came to our franchise and left and did something. So,
hey Prince, you're always welcome here, my man. Yeah. Nothing egregious.
No. And again,
passion's the name of the game.
And I'll just say this, and I'm on Steve Kerr's side on this front. I went in and I was kind of mad that Kuminga and Moody weren't playing because Lamb and Jerome were playing. But I see Jerome now in Cleveland, Stoney, although he was on the bench at the end of that last series. But I'll say this, I didn't know he had that in him, but I can't fault Kerr for that. But he said something that hit me in the cardiac, Stoney.
What's that?
You wait till Curry goes down to get desperate. Like, what about when he's healthy and he said, you know, it's so Steph-centric, it shouldn't be that way with Butler. It wasn't while the 28-3 happened, but I just ate the cheese of, if Steph gets hurt, we can win a game with Jimmy. And now you, Willard, and everybody's telling me, Jimmy don't roll like that, Steiny. That's not automatic. You would think sometimes that's how it goes, and that's kind of scary to me.
Let me tell you what I – as we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and the reason we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga is because Steve Kerr did a podcast with Tim Kawakami of the San Francisco Standard. Really got into details about Jonathan Kuminga. I'll play it again shortly, yeah. But he basically said, look, he's not a 38-minute per game player on this team. He's not, and it's about a puzzle fit and all that stuff. Here's what people are going to rip this.
Yeah.
But I would absolutely, this is kind of what I would do. You've got an old core. It's an old core.
Right.
And maybe not to the extent that this guy did it, but Kawhi Leonard, he didn't start playing until January.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Right. And then when he started playing, he played 18 minutes a night. And then he went up to 24 minutes a night. And then he eventually went to 35, and he got to the playoffs, and he was healthy. I would absolutely entertain bringing Jonathan Kuminga back and load managing the hell out of Curry and Butler and Green.
It's never happened. I'm not mad at it, but Stani, what seed
Why
are
not?
You doing it that way?
Why
what,
not?
What seed are you?
Well, like, that's the point. If you all Kuminga lovers think that he's so dynamite and instrumental, then he should be able to keep the ship more than afloat Butler's not playing or if Curry's not playing.
But that his head coach didn't sound like that was something that's even
well, they're
possible,
not gonna say
Stani.
It.
What, you know
they're
what
not
I mean?
Gonna say it, but I mean look, Steph Curry played 70 games.
Man.
He got into the playoffs. Then they had to up his minutes. Then he got hurt. Jimmy Butler got here. Played virtually every game when he got here. Playoffs. Got hurt.
I just think we might lose. I love Kuminga, Stani, but I think what you're saying, we might lose too many games,
Oh, why?
No, I'm just saying he's not ready for that yet.
Curry and Kuminga.
Was for Kuminga to have dudes around him, too, the big dogs.
Well, he will. He'll have Curry on some nights, and he'll have Butler on other nights. Yeah. If Curry and Butler play, and that's the other thing. Butler is known for playing 60 games.
Right.
Well, guess what? You need Kuminga then. And while you're at it, let's just limit Curry to 60 games so we have a better shot in the postseason because we all acknowledge we ran out of gas this year.
Well, let me run this by you. We just heard the coach tell TK just where he thought Jonathan was and what.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50. and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
He is and what he's not. I broke out the mental calculator, Stoney. Because this is going to come down to money. And I know you're saying just right now on the horizon, you don't see a lot coming Jonathan Kuminga's way. But, I mean, hearing the coach talk about a player that way, value-wise in regard to the money, I mean, what's that equate to hearing the coach tell you, talk about Kuminga that way?
Which way in particular?
Like just what he is and what he's not, what he'd like him to be, but how much money is that going to be when they offer him something to stay? That didn't sound like a lot is where I'm going.
Yeah. Austin in San Jose on the YouTube chat. How much money are they going to pay JK to stay? First of all, I hate to say this, JK's got nothing to do with this. Like the Warriors can do what they will with JK. And you know, like the one thing they won't do, I don't think, is let him go for nothing.
Well,
so
that would be,
if they don't like a sign and trade deal, then match another team's offer and get him back here and start load managing the hell out of your older guys, because when you don't do it, you got no shot, and start playing Kuminga more to carry you through the regular season. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. Let me guess, Marvin, not a Steve Kerr fan. How you doing, Marvin?
How did you know that?
Because it says Kerr stinks under your comment.
Well, I let me put it this way. Kerr cannot figure out, he's the only coach I've ever known, that cannot figure out how to get a guy who scores between 20 and 30 points if you play him 30 minutes a game into the lineup. Okay? Yeah, he recalled, and he's done everything he could to destroy this kid's confidence, okay? He averages 20 points as soon as Wiggins comes back. He plays Wiggins in the first game of the playoffs after being out for 2 months, okay?
Yep.
Did he win those first two games in Sacramento playing Wiggins? No. He had a guy who was on a roll. He puts Wiggins in. I loved Wiggins, but that is how you destroy a young player's confidence. J.K. effectively defended Anthony Edwards and other big guards as good as anybody we have. And for some reason, I never got him any minutes on the court either. I watched him against Minnesota. And by the way, everybody's talking about how the Warriors need this, the Warriors need that. The Warriors were one game behind five other teams, including Houston. They were behind by two games for the whole season. And Minnesota and all those other teams, they were only one game less than them. I think a big part of the Warrior thing was exactly what happened the last time when they went seven games against Sacramento. They have to sweep that first series to get the rest of the 4 days or whatever it is before they hit the next round. And they didn't. And the reason they didn't, because Kerr blew two games against horrible teams. He didn't get his team prepared. He didn't get them up for the games. They lose to San Antonio, who didn't even have their starting five. And they lost to Toronto, I think it was, or Utah, another team that was a terrible team. They win those games. When they lost those two games, they were in fourth place. They were home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. So Kirk can say all he wants about his system and everything else, but you got a kid who scores between 20 and 30 points when you play him, even in the playoffs, and he violated every single thing he said. He trusts Pajemski in spite of seven turnovers, 1-for-8 shooting, and all that kind of stuff. I cannot figure out why Kerr cannot play a guy like that. My final thing on Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jimmy Butler got hurt very badly in the first game or whatever it was against Houston, and he still played. And in that last game, I said this before in your program, all these Warriors were beating their perimeter guy and then passing up shots at 10 to 15, 17 feet.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy did, too. I think we all expected we led by, 2 points at halftime or whatever at the last game, and they kind of expected him to take the game over. But you saw with Nick Nurse and Steph Curry, when they can do it, they just basically block that one guy that we think we have to have score, and Kerr can't figure out what to do. I mean, I thought it was that simple, but I love Jimmy Butler. He does so many things that nobody else does. He made so many clutch, big plays, money shots when he took them. But I think by the time we got to the second half, Minnesota said, he's not going to do it to us. And
Yeah, Marvin, thanks for the call.
Well, we got rolling. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't disagree with Marvin on and clearly a lot of fans agree with Marvin and how it relates to Jonathan Kuminga.
Because that's the question of the summer, man. It just is for me. It was Brock Purdy in the contract. We knew eventually it was going to get done. It got done. Now it's Jonathan Kuminga in his future. And I just can't read it. I would be blown. Now, if you tell me a sign and trade and somehow Cam Johnson's a Warrior, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just throwing that out there. But, I mean, you cannot be this devoid of young talent. Because that's where I'm going. I love Pods. I love Moody and Santos and Post. But we got a real, real sense of, okay, they need some seasoning, like some good taco meat. But the bottom line, Steiny, is are you really in a position to allow a guy with the potential of Kuminga to bounce?
Well, it depends who you get back for. Yeah. Cam Johnson.
I did that for Willard. Willard and who was our other guy? Grandy. And I like him.
Yeah, but another guy who doesn't rebound. Cam Johnson.
What's his number?
He gets four a game.
But he can shoot. Play D.
Well, that's all that matters.
For you.
I like well-rounded players.
Aaron Gordon. I can't believe Theodore. My guy Theodore Rand said he's always been that big. Hell nah. He's always been big. But he went to the lab. And Steiny, that dude is a stud. Hey, real quick. Zubac did make all NBA nothing?
No, I don't think so. No, second team.
That's something.
Is he really a great defender, Zubac?
I think he holds his own.
What's he do?
Alter shots and block him at times. You didn't watch him beat the Warriors?
That's the Warriors. They don't even have a center. I've watched Zubac. I've watched him play a lot, and I've never said, man, he
is giving Jokic
a hell of a
the business
on offense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, man, I'm sure he's okay defensively.
You're tough, man.
What?
If Dibs and Willard come in here and I ask him, hey, what do you think of Zubac defensively?
Right.
Not that he's Lou Alcindor, but they'll be like, yeah, he's more than a little something.
Well, I'm just telling you that when I watch the Clippers, I don't say, damn, Zubac is a good defensive player.
I always think to myself, honestly, Lakers miss him.
Well, the Lakers, he's a good, very good player, no doubt about it. And your guy, Mustafa Mahajid,
all right,
says Cam Johnson doesn't play defense.
Well, who does in the NBA?
Well, Zubac, apparently. And we know Draymond Green does.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see Tim, I see Butkus, and I see Mike in Walnut Creek. We're going to get to all of your calls on the other side. And Steve Kerr. Riling up the fan base and not even trying to do it. He's become
he's a made man, rightfully so.
You are not alone in that, but people disagree. And I'm right in the middle. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Hey, man, Memorial Day weekend, it's around the corner. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment, stay in your car, done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.